Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The Breakout Television Star Class of 2017 keeps expanding. The newest class person's star turn begins tomorrow night when BET launches Rebel, a drama series executive produced by John Singleton. Danielle Monae Trillis joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Have you heard of Live from Studio 6B? Chances are you have not. In the next half hour, we introduce the daytime television's new daily undertaking, simulcast, to local TV stations and smart TVs. Our guide, co-host, Vincent Buda. Also ahead, Cash Cab returns to Discovery Channel, Raycom stations return to Uverse, and our classic trivia question of the week, a 30 Rock DVD could be yours. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. Welcome to the program All About Television. We have a great hour in store for you. First of three coming your way this week, final week of March 2017. 51 degrees at the top of the hour, and we invite you to be involved in the program. All you have to do is raise your voice, dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. You also have a chat room ready and waiting for you. It's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we get you aboard. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Danielle Monae Short from Rebel joins us live from Los Angeles after these news notes. Raycom media stations around the country are back on AT&T Uverse cable systems this afternoon, thanks to a new carriage deal. The stations have been off Uverse since March 15th. Moonlight writer-director Barry Jenkins is developing his first television series, an Underground Railroad drama for Amazon. If the project moves forward, Jenkins will write and direct all the episodes. The 2016 Oscar-winning talent also has directed an episode of Netflix's Dear White People adaptation coming out April 28th. No talk this week yet between the Writers Guild of America and television producers. The first writer's strike in a decade could start May 1st if a new contract is not reached. And stand by for the comeback of Cash Cab on Discovery Channel later this year. The multiple Emmy-winning game show, originating inside a taxi en route to someone's destination, made its last ride 5 years ago. It's not clear if Emmy-winning host driver Ben Bailey will be on the road again. We'll have to wait and see. And that's news notes for today. Now joining us live from Los Angeles in an internet radio exclusive, the star of Rebel premiering tomorrow night on BET, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, Danielle Monae Trillis. Welcome, Danielle.
Hi. Can you hear me?
What do you want? I can hear you perfect, Danielle. It's a pleasure to have you with us. What do you want the audience to get about your character and what you do on this series?
I think one of the main things I want people to get about my character is that she is an everyday woman, like the everyday woman living in America, and she's dealing with issues that a lot of women and a lot of African-American people have had to deal with for years. And so I just really want people to connect with, you know, her struggle and the things that she is going through in hopes that it'll give people watching the show, you know, the healing that they need from a lot of the stuff that people are enduring in our country. I think she's more than just, you know, some kick-ass woman who, you know, takes names and, you know, kicks ass. Like, she's an actual, like, person that's, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff. So I hope people get that, and I hope they get her strength, and I hope they, you know, they get her femininity and they get her vulnerability and just all the things that makes her her.
Mm-hmm. How did the events of recent years, like what has transpired in Ferguson, what's transpired in other cities around the country, especially involving police officers of color, and how has, for example, the fact that we're now seeing more programs all over the TV spectrum, like American Crime on ABC and When We Rise, and Shots Fired, which started last week on Fox. How has that influenced your character? How you play Rebel?
I mean, it influences it a lot. I mean, the things that have been happening in this country, they affect me as a person. And I've been very, my heart has been, you know, broken by a lot of the things that have happened in regards to, you know, African Americans being gunned down by police. And so it's definitely a burden that as an actress, you know, I try to use it to inform, you know, my character and the emotion that she feels. I mean, there were times when I was set and we were doing certain scenes and I had to take a moment before I could even shoot the scene because it was just the realization that, you know, people are actually dealing with this in the world right now. It's, you know, art imitating life. It's not just something that we made up. You know, it's not just something, some cool idea somebody came up with. Like, this is something that people are suffering with. There are mothers that have lost their children and people that are still devastated by, you know, these occurrences that have happened. So, you know, yeah, as an actress, it influences my performance, you know, very much. And because I care so deeply about this problem in America, you know, it helped me get to places emotionally that I needed to get for my character.
So how day-to-day when you shot this series, especially when you have someone like John Singleton executive producing what you do and in some cases directing what you do, how do you get through a character like that?
Well, John is a dream to work with, and he really, really loves what he does, and he's very he chooses who he works with carefully and for a certain reason, and so just the fact that he saw something in me that, you know, he liked and wanted me to portray this character was a big honor, and I'm come from the theater world, so I literally hung on to every word he said, every direction he gave. Like, you know, I tried to glean as much as I could, and he really has been a dream to work with, and he is very much connected to, you know, the struggle and what's going on in the world, and he wanted to make sure that Rebel was just a full realized person and a woman that is really, you get to really see her emotional journey, and you get to see just the fire in her heart and the strength behind her character. And so he was definitely a champion for that, you know. So I will say he probably made it easier for me to, you know, connect with the character, and he trusts me a lot. As far as acting and, you know, the things that I did with the character, he really trusted me a lot with the character, and that really helped a lot.
Well, welcome guests 782 and 784 into our chat room. Simon Apple 04, my name. We have a question or comment for our guest, Danielle Monet Chouet from Rebel, the new BET series for tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Get into our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Put your question or comment there, or give us a ring, 646-652-2906. And speaking of American crime, we have a very special announcement coming your way on our special episode of Tomorrow Be Televised, second of three we're doing this week, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. My lead guest will be one of the key executive producers of ABC's Emmy-winning American Crime, Michael J. McDonald. If you saw the episode last night at 10 o'clock on ABC, it was absolutely brilliant. And he is one of the major reasons, along with John Ridley, why. He's also working with Ridley on the brand-new Showtime series, Gorillas, that premieres next month. Michael J. McDonald, Emmy-nominated executive producer of American Crime, my lead guest, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, exclusive interview right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Danielle, how did you and the series hook up? How did you connect?
I got an audition from my manager back in December of 2015, and when I read the description, I was like, wait a minute, this person sounds like me. It was like a brown-skinned woman with natural hair from from Oakland, Northern California, and I was like, wait a minute, that's me, right? You know, I'm from Sacramento, and I'm definitely brown-skinned, and I wear my hair natural, so I immediately was excited that was even a character description for a role, you know. And then I saw that it was going to be produced and directed by John, and I'm just a huge fan of his. So I went in for the audition. I got a call back for John It literally was probably the best experience of my life as far as the audition went. John was just very impressed with my work and what I brought to the character, and he actually was like, "Man, I love your flavor. You're black. Like you're a sister. Like you are a black woman." And I really love that. Like, you know, I come from the hood, you know, and I definitely am a sister through and through. So it was really cool, you know, for him to highlight that about me. And so then I told him I did theater, and about 4 months passed, and then finally I got a call saying that I was still up for the part, and I did a 12-hour screen test with John, and the rest is history from there. But it definitely was just a miracle. You know, I haven't done much TV. This is like my first big television role, and I'm just very grateful to God, you know, for how everything came to be. But I went through the regular channels of auditioning, and anybody who's an actor or actor knows how hard it can be, how discouraging it can be at times. But the awesome thing is, you know, hopefully one day it'll be your time, and you'll get the perfect role for you. So it worked out.
Hey, explain your character and how your character evolves from one episode to the next.
Oh, great. Well, in the pilot, you see this, event with her brother being killed, and her kind of trying to deal with that. And then she also spends some time in the Army. So, you know, there's some things she's dealing with, like PTSD-wise. And she's already lost her mom at a young age. So she's kind of had to kind of take the place of her mom and her family. So she basically helped raise her brother. And, you know, her dad has been struggling with alcoholism since her mother passed away. So she's kind of been the parent. And so you see a woman who is a fixer needing to be fixed. So, like, she needs a lot of work in her own life and her own emotional, you know, stability. But at the same time, you know, she's trying to fix other people's problems. So she's a fixer in need of a lot of fixing. And in the pilot, you get to see one side of it. But as the episodes go on, there's a lot more layers that are being peeled away at Rebel, the different relationships in her life and the reason why she does things, the reason why, you know, her and TJ, who is her husband, they're separated. Some of the reasons why they're separated and how she has a hard time being vulnerable. And, you know, just the issues that, you know, she has with kind of blaming herself for her brother getting murdered. And so you really do, as the series goes on, you really do see the character flourish a lot more, and you get to really step inside of Rebel World and see, you know, what makes her tick. You know, she definitely can kick some ass. She definitely can, you know, have venom coming from her tongue or whatever, but she is really a loving person, and there's definitely a vulnerable side to her that's really explored a lot in the series.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who went to BET's fall preview last year saw clips from that pilot, and I did too, and I know a lot of people in that theater were like going, "Who is that person? And what the heck is she, like, on fire?" Did you get that kind of feedback? Did that feedback come back to you last spring after people saw that pilot performance?
Well, I mean, they the producers and stuff like that, they told me some things about the things that people thought about the pilot, and you know, luckily there was a lot of, you know, good things. I think they probably tried to shield me a little bit from maybe some of the negative feedback, but I was talking to Deborah Lee, that I was with her at the Leading Women Define this last week, and she was like, talking to you and meeting you in person is just so different, like, from your character. She was like, you are just so soft and, like, fun and, you know, lighthearted, and she was like, you really, like, transform into that character, you know, with all that fire and you know, coming from you, she's like, I can't even imagine you as Danielle, like, walking around with a big old, you know, gun and doing all that. And so I really take it as a compliment, you know, if people are like, wow, you know, and, you know, think that the way that I portray Rebel is, you know, badass. I mean, that's part of the character, and I'm, you know, I'm happy that that's a response, and I'm happy when people meet me in person that they get a whole different vibe, because I feel like that's what acting is about. You know, it's about transforming and becoming, you know, the character. And if I'm honest, I can be Rebel as well. Like, that's definitely a part of my personality. It's just not where I live on a regular basis. But yeah, I've heard that feedback, and it makes me happy. And I hope that it goes over well, you know, when people see it tomorrow.
There's a lot of firsts involved in your series, Danielle. It's your first lead role in a television series. It's John Singleton's first TV series he is doing. It's one of two, by the way, he's doing this year. Not just your show, but also Snowfall, about the cocaine trade in Los Angeles in the 1990s, which will be on FX later this year. Hearing a lot of good things about that. And you're also surrounded by a bunch of wonderful players, people like Nkelte Williamson, Paul Esposito. You also have Jill Scott, who had her own TV series on HBO a number of years ago. It was done in South Africa. She wrote the music score, I believe, for the series. Wonderful performer and a really good actress. Not just a good musical performer, but also a good actress. So it seems there was like a special vibe in terms of really making sure this series got off on a great foot.
Yes. You know, BT and John Singleton, I think they have just really... They've just done a great job of putting a core group of people together who are just beautiful people, talented people, who care about the subject matter, who care about the story. And, you know, John, I just feel like anything John puts his mind to, he can do. And he brings his own authentic flavor to, you know, this show. And it is something, it's its own thing, you know. Some people think it's a black exploitation film. It's not. Like, it's really not. Like, it does give a nod to it, of course, which I think is an awesome thing, but it is definitely, you know, it's something different. But I love that, you know, we trusted John to bring this story to life, and I thank God that, you know, that they trusted me as a first-time, you know, TV person to take, you know, the role of Rebel, and that they were awesome enough to support me with some very awesome, legendary actors. Giancarlo Esposito is amazing. Michael T. Williamson, I mean, we just saw him in Fences. Like, he is incredible. Method Man is awesome. And then some of the other, there are also, like, Angela Cole, who plays my best friend. Like, this is her first TV ever thing, right? You know, so... They are really, like, taking some chances and giving people a chance. And that's what John is known for. Like, he's known for taking people and kind of giving them their start, you know. And so I think that's the beauty of art. It's the beauty of creativity. It's taking chances and, you know, allowing people who you haven't seen before, you know, tell a new and an authentic story. And so... It's really exciting for all of us, even our production company, Mar Vista. Like, this is the first time they're doing, like, a whole TV series, you know. So we all feel like we're, like, pushing out a baby tomorrow. We're like, oh, this is our first child, you know. So we're all really excited about tomorrow and about the series in general.
Someone else, by the way, who is a wonderful actor in your series is Tanya Richardson. I first saw her with Al Malkin in a wonderful show that ran a year and a half on A&E called 100 Center Street, produced in New York. First television series, one of the first produced in high definition, by the way, on videotape, then converted to film. Wonderful series. I believe the episodes are on YouTube. Check her performance out. It is marvelous. Danielle Monáe, the star of Rebel, premiering tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on BET. She is our guest this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum, with you live from New York. Happy to have you with us. 51 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or a comment from Danielle, get it in at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Again, coming up on our episode Wednesday afternoon at this very hour, we'll have one of the executive producers of ABC's Emmy-winning American Crime, Michael McDonald. He's also doing with John Ridley, the new Showtime miniseries Gorillas that premieres next month. Also on the program, we will have two of the three co-stars of TV Land's new comedy involving Melissa McCarthy behind the scenes, It's Nobody, that premieres on Wednesday night. We'll have Rachel Ramirez and Larry Dorff. That is all coming up Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And stay tuned this half hour. We got our Clap Trivia Question of the Week. If you're first to the correct answer, you can win a Season 3 DVD of 30 Rock with Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, and company. So stay tuned. That DVD might be yours if you have the first correct answer. One of the ongoing themes, Danielle, in your series is the relationship between police officers of color and the community at large. How do you try to showcase that relationship?
I think that the show does a great job of showing, of showing that dynamic. You have Rebel, who became a police officer, and then is now a detective, and she goes through this horrific experience, seeing her brother gunned down by the police, and so she has to decide what side she's going to stand on. Is she gonna stay? Attached to the police department and work from the inside of the police department to gain justice, or is she going to go off on her own? And, the title of the show is Rebel, so it makes sense that she would decide, that she's going to go off on her own and do it her way. But then you have Giancarlo Esposito's character, Charles, Lieutenant, his name is Charles Gold, and he is Rebel's lieutenant, and he is working from the inside of the police department, and he gives a completely different view. He is a black man working for the police, but him and Rebel definitely clash and bump heads on their viewpoint of how this whole situation should be dealt with. And in his mind, he wants to keep the integrity of the police department, while Rebel is like, I can burn the whole thing down. I don't care, So you get two different perspectives, and you see the journey of Charles Gold, Giancarlo's character. You see his journey throughout the series on, the things that the new information he finds out and what he decides, to do with it. But it really is something that is not talked about a lot, which is how black officers feel being a part of the police force when all of these killings and all of these things are happening, and having to choose between the allegiance to your family and your community and then the allegiance that you have, to the boys in blue, because that's a whole other, that's a whole other thing, and they expect you to be loyal to them a lot of times no matter what, and so I think it takes a lot of strength and courage to stand up for what is right, even if the people around you hate you for it. And so, you really do get to see some of the black officers, kind of have to, deal with that. And there's a lot of different voices in our show. Like, every black officer doesn't feel the same way about it. And I think that that's a great thing.
Well, welcome guest 792 into our chat room. Simon Apple 0480. If you have a question or comment from Danielle, get it in or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Danielle, your series is happening at a time when BET so far this year has had a great roll of original drama projects. The New Edition story, the Nelson Mandela miniseries with Lawrence Fishburne in the title role, your show, The Quad with Inhinani Rose, which is off to a great start in its first season, the ongoing Being Mary Kane with Gabrielle Union. It just seems that BET has really decided to make a major push into the dramatic world in terms of original drama that is aimed not just at African Americans, but also at people of color and people in general. So I'm curious, how do you feel about this series coming in at this point in time in BET's development?
I think that it is very important that it come in now. I think that they took a risk with having it now. I think it's our show is a little more gritty than some of the other shows, and I commend them for deciding to make us a part of the family. I'm so proud to be a part of this network, and they have, like you said, they've really done a great job with their programming in the last year. And there's a lot of good content on BET. And so I'm just hoping that people will tune in and be able to hear these stories. And the other thing I think is dope about BET is that they're really highlighting Black women. You know, the, a lot of the, all of these shows outside of the New Edition and the Mandela miniseries that was on, you know, Being Mary Jane, The Quad, Rebel, it, it's all highlighting the stories of African-American women. And I think that that is really essential in the day and age that we're in. First, I mean, first of all, when Black Girl Matters is like a hashtag every 5 seconds that you see on social media, and I just feel like this is the time of the woman. Like, in general, this is the time to for women just to rise up and for our story to be told and to be celebrated, you know. And so I think that BET is doing a great job of being a catalyst in that area to celebrate the stories of African American women. So really exciting.
Rebel, executive produced and directed by John Singleton, premieres tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on BET. Check your local scenes for where BET is available in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online, go to www.bet.com. www.bet.com. Once again, Rebel is executive produced and directed by John Singleton and has a breakout star you just heard, Danielle Monáe-Truitt. Danielle, thank you very much for coming on our program. All the best to you and everyone at Rebel starting tomorrow night. I have a hunch it's going to be the beginning of not just a wonderful star turn for you, star in every great sense of the word, but also a beginning of a wonderful long run for a series. I think it's going to make a big impact, not just on the African-American community, but on the entire community at large.
Yes.
And I thank you so much for the opportunity
thank
to be
you.
On the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Danielle. Take care. All the greatest. Danielle Monáe-Truitt, the star of Rebel on BET, joining us live from Los Angeles. Coming up next, our classic trivia question of the week. A 30 Rock DVD could be yours if you have the correct answer. But first, some words from the fine people at Audible.com. One of the big TV developments next month is The Handmaid's Tale, with a wonderful cast on Hulu. And you don't have to wait until Hulu premieres it next month to enjoy it, because there's an audiobook version of that wonderful classic tale, and it's narrated by Claire Danes, the star of Homeland on Showtime. And you can get it if you subscribe for 30 days to Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and yet even inspiration. With over 180,000 titles to choose from, you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook like The Handmaid's Tale and a 1 month trial of the service. And because Amazon.com is behind Audible, great customer service all the way through. So give yourself a great sound experience. Who knows? It may be the best sound experience of your life. AudibleTrial.com/televised. AudibleTrial.com/televised. It's one great sound experience that could last you a lifetime. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And if you are first with the correct answer in the next few minutes, you can win a wonderful DVD of Season 3 of 30 Rock with Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, Tracy Morgan, etc., all for you. And here is our question this week. What Oscar-winning actress played the housekeeper on The Courtship of Eddie's Father? That's the ABC sitcom that ran 3 seasons based on a movie with Glenn Ford and Ronnie Howard. If you remember that sitcom from the early 70s, Bill Bixby played Eddie's father. Brandon Cruz played Eddie. Had a wonderful soundtrack by Nilsson. But who played the housekeeper, who was nominated for an Emmy Award for the role? She was an Oscar-winning actress, and that's what we want to know. What Oscar-winning actress played The Courtship of Eddie's Father's housekeeper? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. We want the full name, and we also make sure that when you email, put down your name and your mailing address. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win the Season 3 30 Rock DVD. It will be on its way to you. And if you just missed the question, no problem. We'll post it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and on my Twitter hashtag. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. And because you have the special Wednesday edition of the program, if we don't have a winner by Wednesday afternoon, we'll repeat the question. Once again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. And the 30 Rock DVD can be yours. But remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So do so. And all the very best. When we come back, There's a new daytime television station that you can find either on a local TV station or on your smart TV set. We will have one of the co-hosts of Live from Studio 6B, Vince Buda. He's live from Long Island with us after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio in the universe, www.blogtalkradio.com, for the 25 million listeners around the world every month. And growing. It's your home for the KMD Unplugged show. Catch TMD, totally unplugged and totally great, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you can catch the best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com and catch our show and other Blog Talk Radio programs 24/7 as part of Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. That's the iTunes podcast app available on Apple TV. If you order Apple TV, order it online or go to an Apple store near you. Welcome back for the second half of Tomorrow We Tell Lies on this Monday afternoon, last one of March 2017. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York, live you are aboard. If you have questions or comments for our next guest in the half hour ahead, give us a ring. 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. Our chat room is still available. Simon Apple 04, my name. Welcome guest 792 into the room. So either way, go to our room, get aboard, and you get on the air. There's a new television series that you probably don't know about because it just came on over the last 2 months. And it's come on in a very interesting way in the world of daytime television. It's a two-hour show called Live from Studio 6B. It originates right here in the New York metro area. It's on weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon. And it's a program that you can get either on a local TV station or on smart TV sets and devices like Amazon Fire, Google TV, and Roku. Joining us live from Long Island and another internet radio exclusive, one of the four co-hosts of Live from Studio 6B, Vince Buda. Hi, Vince.
All right, I love that intro. I need theme music for that, man. You got some theme music in there for me.
All right, we will work on that, Vince. As I mentioned, this is a program that just went on the air 2 months ago, and it looks like it's really catching on very fast. How long has the show been in the making for?
We've been working on it for about 9 months, just getting it, testing it, getting the flow of how we're going to work together, the hosts and the content and all that type of stuff. And we've been on the air now for a little over 2 months.
And who came up with the idea of simulcasting this both on local TV stations and through smart TVs or smart devices?
Yeah, both hosts, myself and Damon Roberts, we saw a huge opportunity in the OTT networks, you know, the networks on Roku and Apple TV and Google TV and all that type of stuff. We saw a real void in the marketplace of the type of banter that we're proposing to do here, a lot of conservative banter. So we thought we'd attack that market, and as a result, we wound up, you know, live on all the usual suspects, YouTube and Facebook and all that, but we're on an OTT network called Bonco TV. We're carried on a network called Tuff TV, which is on cable. So that was the metamorphosis of the idea, and so far so good. Knock on wood, we're expanding every day.
Now, this is one of probably the most ambitious undertaking on daytime television this year in terms of a new show, because you're 2 hours, you're live every day, it's 10 a.m. to noon, and how is the program formatted?
Well, first off, you know, it's a pretty spontaneous show, which is, you know, not easy to do for 2 hours, but we're centered around news, entertainment, and some topical comedy, so we generally talk about current events at the opening of the show, and we just kind of go through with the highlights of what's happening, you know, sort of real time. Then we cut to an entertainment section and then continue with news, current events, do a comedy segment, back to entertainment and news and current events. So we try and stay as current with the comedy, current with the topical events, current with the entertainment as is happening real time in the news sphere.
And how do you determine what goes on each day? What's your lead story or your lead segment? What goes on, you know, in each of the half hours?
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, because, first we try to take advantage of the void in the marketplace in sort of conservative-oriented talk. So we think there's a void there. There's only a few hosts and networks covering that. So number one, we kind of take our cues from those types of media. But usually it's, especially nowadays, it's a lot of politics, you know, all the stuff going on with the president and the transition and all the policies and executive orders and all of that's been you know, where we've been getting most of the stories from, and there's no shortage of that, right? So so that's what we – that's how we generally get our content. So we go through, you know, as early in the morning as we can, whatever happened that night, the day before, and was currently happening. We pick off the top ones, and then the Damon and I talk about them as much as we can, and we provide our insights, and sometimes it's very, you know, deliberate insights, sometimes it's funny stuff, sometimes we're goofing on the guys, but it's a real mix of that type of commentary on those stories.
Now, there are four co-hosts, I understand. It's not just two, you and David, and what do those two co-hosts do? Do they have specific beats that they cover or specific topics that you will hear more from them on than the both of you?
Yeah, sure. We have Sabrina Coleman, who does our entertainment. She's very, very good, has a lot of experience in the area. She's also the wife of former New York Jet defensive lineman Eric Coleman. So she's on. She gets a lot of great information, and she does entertainment. And then we have Nick Talelli, who's an up-and-coming comic, plays the clubs out here in New York often, has a really unusual take to current events and just things in general. You know, he's not doing a stand-up shtick. He's basically talking about, you know, topics and current events and putting a funny spin on it. So that's the cast. You have Damon Roberts, Vincent Buda, Sabrina Coleman, and Nick Talelli. Those are the four of us.
Well, welcome. Get $7.99 into our chat room. Sign at Apple 04 by name. If you have a question or comment, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906, and we will get you on the air one way or the other ASAP. 2 months in, are you and your fellow crew surprised at the kind of traction you're getting, not just the fact you're getting smart TV set audience, but you're also getting audience on local TV stations? I mean, for example, you're on, name a few of the stations, KZGN in Los Angeles, WPBN in Chicago, WMON in Philadelphia, WOWW in Atlanta. The fact that they were willing to take you on off the bat.
Yeah, I know. We're not surprised in one sense. You know, you're never really sure how a show is going to resonate with the public, but we're not surprised because there's a real void in this type of content. What we are surprised is when we go on at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time every day, the phones are burning up. We get calls from all over the country, Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas, California, Idaho. I mean, it's amazing, people calling in and just saying, hey, man, you know, I heard you talking about this thing, and they want to express their opinion, or I agree with what you said, or, you know, I disagree. So that's what surprised us, you know, people really taking the time. And I'm talking about a lot of people. You know, we get, you know, hundreds of calls, and it's crazy because we're not set up to receive them. So we have to get our operators standing by, you know what I mean, so we can harness all that great information coming in. So.
Mm-hmm. And you have call-in segments where people – I've seen some of the screens on your website where people can call in. They have a special number that they can use to call in, I guess, in at least some of the segments, if not all the segments.
Yeah, we just started doing that because we got so many calls. I mean, the answering machine and even the producers in the studio who have been trying to field some of the calls got overwhelmed. So we tried to pick off, you know, a particular time and try and get three or four calls on the air as much as we can. They're great, by the way. I mean, I'm sure you know that with your show, getting your audience communicating with you and asking questions and talking to you. You never know what you're going to get. But we love it because it brings another level of spontaneity to the show. And that's the secret sauce of the show, is spontaneity. You know, there's no teleprompters. We're not rehearsed. None of that's going on. We're smart guys that know, and gals that know the content, and we try and talk as spontaneously as we can. And the call-ins help, you know, that process as much as anything.
And along with that, I checked their Facebook page earlier this afternoon. They have nearly 10,000 people who follow the series on Facebook. And again, and here's what's interesting. There's been very little publicity about this. We learned about this program by accident because there's been no promotion, no publicity, no, you know, this and that. We haven't seen, you know, advertisements for the show anywhere, no newspaper ads. This has really been a program that the audience, whether it's been through local stations or whether it's been through a smart set or a device like an Amazon Fire TV or Roku, the audience truly has discovered this series pretty fast.
Yeah, it's been a real organic build. You know, I think, you know, there's as I said, there's a void in the marketplace for this type of content, and we've been able to get our Twitter followers up to I think we're at 60,000 2 weeks ago, so we're probably closer to 70 now. Our Facebook following starting to build, and yeah, we know it's getting around. There's, you know, when you look at this type of subject matter, the people who host shows that talk politics in general and this type of stuff, they're serious people, you know, and they're hardcore in their views, and sometimes it could be a little draining to watch that for too long. We do a little of that, but we do it in a fun way, in a real way. You know, we're not these hired opinion hosts. You know, we're no different than a lot of the listeners, but expressing our views in a fun way, in an interesting way. That seems to be really catching on organically. So, you know, I'm really happy about that.
You're hearing Victor Buda. He is one of the co-hosts of Live from Studio 6B. It's the new two-hour daytime series that's on 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on television stations around the country and through Tuck TV, which is the multicast channel available on both cable and will broadcast signals, digital signals. And it's also available directly through smart TV sets and devices like Amazon Fire TV, Google TV, Google Chromecast, and Roku. This joins us live from the set of Live from Studio 6B in Suffolk County, Long Island. This half hour on tomorrow will be televised. Simon Applebaum, who we do live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. 51 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Vince, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. First of three episodes of Tomorrow We Televise coming your way this final week of March 2017. Our next episode is Wednesday at this hour, and our lead guest will be from ABC's Emmy Winning American Crime, executive producer Michael J. McDonald. Also, from the new TV Land series Nobody, which premieres on Wednesday night at 10, we will have co-stars and executive producers Rachel Ramos and Larry Dorr. And then next Friday on our program, among our guests, we'll introduce you to another breakout performer, the co-star and executive producer of a series on Pop Network that just got nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award as Outstanding Children's Family Viewing Series. It's called This Just In. It's on Saturday morning at 10:30. We will speak with Elizabeth Stanton. That's all coming up later this week, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here, Wednesday and Friday, on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Vince, from early on, what are the most popular topics that people are really gravitating on?
Yeah, it's Trump, and Trump. You know, the most people are very passionate about this particular president and the election, and we're hearing, you know, from our callers especially how happy they are that someone's in there that, you know, has a business mind and kind of bucks the system, and how unhappy they are with the blocking and delays and stuff, I guess, by the opposing party. So that's what we wind up talking about most, because it's a spark plug to conversations, no matter where your political allegiances are. It's a spark plug to having a conversation anywhere, if you're in a coffee shop or if you're at a college or a university or wherever. So that's really been it. Like, we'd love to talk about more global events and other things, but it's just, you know, you can't go through a day without major stories, you know, just like this past weekend, you know, with what's going on with the Security Intelligence Committee, and, you know, was Trump surveilled or not, and the Russian thing, and you know, appointing his son-in-law to a post in the White House. It's just, it's beautiful if you're a broadcaster. you can't complain about the amount of content that you can pull from.
By the way, Vince, what's your background? What led you to help put Live from Studio 6B on here? What did you do before starting this program?
My background's pretty diverse. I was in regular business for many years. I built a marketing company, and so I was involved in launching products and all those types of things. And at some point after I sold that, I wound up getting into the movie business, and I worked on a couple of feature films and got to know Hollywood a little bit. And then I decided to host a food show, which was called Authentic Sicily, and I went to Italy for a month and shot 13 half-hour episodes, got a sponsor, and was able to get that on TV. So I've always had a bit of a desire to be in front of the camera, do some content, and also, on a business side, create brands and things like that. And that's what Live from Studio 6B, you know, enables me to do. I get to be in front of the camera, and I also get to be an owner of the show, and some of the distribution channels it goes on as well. So my background fits nicely into it. Although I was a guest on the show early on when Damon was first starting to play with the idea, and he and I clicked so well that he said, why don't you just do the show with me? So that's how we wound up doing it. So one of those things.
Given your program is the new person on the block, the new kid on the block, so to speak, using that old familiar cliche, how do you do getting guests? Have you found that process easy to come by? And I understand that the guests come your way via Skype.
Yeah, we do it two ways. We can't get them in the studio, which I'm sure you can appreciate is a challenge sometimes. We bring them in via Skype. We've had guests from all over the world on. You know, there are people that have incredible things to say. We've had two guests in particular that are specialists in the Middle East, and they're Muslim pontificators on this whole issue of radical Islamic terrorism and Islam and all that. We've had them on, and they've been on most of the major shows as well, but we're able to really talk to them, you know, on non-network TV a little more with their taking their hair down. So we're starting to really see a lot of people want to be on the show. Of course, business people who have political opinions and thoughts and on, you know, healthcare and other things want to come on the show regularly. So we try and sprinkle them in with people who have, you know, a lot of intelligence in a particular area and really start peeling it back. So the guests have really started to come in, especially the last, you know, the first month we probably had to really chase a little bit. Now we're just kind of sitting back and, you know, trying to schedule people in because they're coming at us so fast. But quality people, which I'm really happy to, you know, to hear about. I mean, even myself, I'll sit back after an interview and be like, wow, I mean, we can do 2 hours with this guy. And really, the world could learn a lot about how to understand this particular problem better. I mean, that's a great feeling when you know you're really peeling back information that, you know, is pure and well thought out. So we're doing well with the guests. We can only have, you know, one or maybe two guests on during the 2 hours because the first hour is pretty packed with our content. We squeeze a guest in there. Second hour is pretty packed, and sometimes we squeeze a guest in the second hour. So one, possibly two guests is all we can do.
Given your proximity to New York, how are you doing in terms of getting guests from the world of entertainment?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the world of entertainment, even though we're not too far from New York City, I mean, anything out of New York City, it seems like you might as well be going to Texas, you know. it's not as good as you think. We certainly can get access to talent, and we have had, but it's a real challenge. You know, people need to – we're about 45 minutes out of the city, so for people to come to us, it's a bit of a hassle, but we've had a few people in the entertainment business that we've been able to get in there, and I have access to a lot of talent in entertainment from my movie-making days and so on. So we're able to get people at least to get on, whether they call in or Skype in. The proximity thing is a challenge. You know, I wish it weren't, but it is, and a lot of people don't want to leave New York City to come out.
Now, on your program, do you sell national advertising time, or is all the time local? So if you have the local stations, they get all the time to sell to their local, you know, their local constituency.
Yeah, it's a real mixed bag because the local markets sell their local ads and all that happens, you know, pretty much on autopilot. We try to sell national because that's where how our show is viewed. If anyone tunes into Live from Studio 6B on any of the devices or anything, it's a national show. So we're looking at national advertisers. But when you're on a channel like Top TV, they have to deal with some of their local markets, and their ad team certainly plugs in ads sort of on the local markets as well. So it's a real mix, depending on where you're watching the show.
And what are you doing about promotion to try to encourage more people to watch the show? Are you going directly to the stations and saying, hey, give us promotion time. Maybe we can make spots for you, like coming today on our program or tomorrow on Live from Studio 6B. Here's our guest, or here's the topics we're going to be covering, kind of thing.
Yeah, we haven't done a lot of that yet. Frankly, we've had a lot coming at us. We've been approached by a major network that has an interest in what we're doing, and I'd love to do more promotion. But as a young show, that's starting to find its way and take off. You know, we're not as staffed as we want to be to do all of those things, but that's all part of that organic build. You know, we created this thing with the hope that some people would watch it and see where it went, but we're finding a lot of people are watching it, so we're trying to keep up with that demand, and with that comes, you know, staffing it properly and getting all the people in place to book us to do, you know, interviews and promos and all that kind of stuff. People are watching, though. We get inquiries from some of the major networks saying, we're watching your show today. And Damon and I are kind of looking at each other like, hey, so-and-so is watching the show today. You know, we try not to, you know, act any different, but you know that people are watching that are, you know, really important in the media business. It's, you know, it's a little intimidating, but it's a lot of fun to know that they're looking at little old us. And meanwhile, they have, you know, they have hosts and others that are reaching millions of people a day. So I love the fact that, you know, you can now, you don't need to be on a network channel like the old days. You can now broadcast like you broadcast in unique ways, which is fantastic. There's so many ways to get your message out now. We probably wouldn't have existed 5 years ago, you know.
Among the stations that are running live from Studio 6B around the country are KZGN in Los Angeles, WPVN in Chicago, WNCN in Philadelphia, and WOWW in Atlanta, Georgia. It's also running on market both on broadcast and cable on the Tough TV multicast channel, and as an app on Bongo TV, which goes through Amazon Fire, Roku, Google TV, and Google Chromecast, as well as smart TV sets as well. We're talking with Vincent Buta. He's one of the co-hosts and one of the people behind Live from Studio 6B, which runs every weekday, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. He's live from the studios of that program in Suffolk County, Long Island, Rockingham to be exact. He's with us live this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Glad you're joining us on this Monday afternoon of beauty right here in the New York metro area on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment for Vic, you have a few more minutes with him, give us the ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple041. Once again, coming up on Friday's episode 33 that we're doing this week, we'll have Elizabeth Stanton. She is the co-star and executive producer of the new series on Pop Network, Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern Time. It's called This Just In. Was nominated last week for a Daytime Emmy Award as Outstanding Children's Family Viewed Series. What's the long-term goal of the series, Vince? Do you want to do on-location remote segments? Do you want to do, let's say, more on the comedy side of things? Maybe do some ambitious sketches within the purview of the show? Where do you see the future directions going?
Yeah, we see ourselves really being taken seriously in the conservative talk arena, but having a show that's got a little more flavor and fun to it. So we see the show growing in a couple of ways. You know, we may have the opportunity to build our own network, not too different than, you know, others have, like CRTV, which Mark Levin is on, and others. So we see the opportunity to use this show as the beginning of a series of shows that we spawn off, you know, no too different than what Oprah did with Dr. Oz and a few other people. So we like where we're going with it, and we see the sort of the growth pattern and the end game being in an expanded mass audience on OTT, people that just, you know, want to see your show like they'd want to go see House of Cards on Netflix or any of the shows on Amazon, just finding that OTT channel like Bongo and seeing us. So we'd like to really take this entire concept and build a bigger brand about it, around it, and be able to offer this point of view of content, but in a number of different ways to the audience. It's that underserved, which is kind of scary, that there's so much opportunity for us to grow there. So that's really the end game. Let this show be the springboard to a bigger thing.
Channel 2 has a station that is still based technically in Long Island. That's Channel 55. Have they contacted you at all about perhaps taking it on in New York?
No, we know them pretty well, and we certainly would welcome an opportunity to get on there, but we haven't been contacted by them yet. Most of the contacts we've had, as I said, we have been contacted by some major networks that are national and really would be a great fit. But I like TV 55. I mean, it's definitely in our backyard and all that type of stuff. But no, not yet. Maybe they'll hear us here. I hope so.
And you can hear and watch live from Studio 6B tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on various channels. On television stations like KZGN in Los Angeles, WPVN Chicago, WMCN in Philadelphia, WOWW Atlanta, other affiliates of Tuff TV, which is available on both cable and broadcast stations through digital signals around the country, on the Bonco TV network, which is available as a smart TV app, and individually on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Google TV, Google Chromecast, and smart TV sets as well. For more details about the program online, including clips from recent episodes, here's where you go, www.livefromstudio6b.com. That's www.livefromstudio6b.com. Vince Buda, one of the co-hosts and owners of this very enterprise. Thanks again for joining us and taking the time after you did your show this earlier today. All the very best with the series. And next time you come on, we'll definitely try to go for the theme music.
Ah, that's great. I look forward to it, man. Thanks for having us on. Good luck with your show.
Stay here. All the greatest. Take care.
Bye.
Vince Buda, the co-host and owner of Live from Studio 6B, appearing around the country on local TV stations and through smart TV sets and devices. Joining us live from Waconcava, Long Island, New York. Wednesday on Tomorrow We Televise, an internet radio exclusive. One of the executive producers, a key one of ABC's Emmy-winning series, American Crime, Sunday at 10 o'clock, we will have Michael McDonald. Also on the program, two of the three co-stars and executive producers of the new TV Land series premiering on Wednesday night, Nobody's, Rachel Ramos and Larry Dorr. And again next Friday, from the Emmy-nominated, daytime Emmy-nominated series for Outstanding Children's Family Viewing Program, from this just in, star and executive producer Elizabeth Stanton. It's all coming up Wednesday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. If you came in late on today's episode, and it's been a beauty, I want to thank both of our guests for joining us. And if you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage anytime. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televise. www.blogtalkradio.com/televise. Check out the podcast version 24/7 at iTunes.com, and along with Blog Talk Radio shows and Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. It's Apple TV iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. We love hearing from you. What do you think about our show today and the people we had on? What's your thought for where TV is at and where it's going? Well, use our email to communicate. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our Collective Trivia Question of the Week, as well as our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like and doesn't get enough attention? Well, you let us know. We'll give it the attention and give you the credit for it. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. However you communicate, it is much appreciated. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator of this very enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. If you want a 30-day trial or free audio book, here's where you go, www.audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We are back, less than 48 hours from now, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, among our guests, Emmy-nominated executive producer of American Crime and Emmy-winning, too. That's Michael McDonald. He's with us live exclusive. That's Wednesday, 3 p.m., New Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day. Be safe and be great out there. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.